Welcome back. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
It's another good day, Scott.
Excellent, excellent. So, what's new?
You know, I keep thinking we are now recording the podcast number 20, if my memory serves me right.
That's correct.
And we have been talking about increasingly complex and esoteric bits and pieces of the nutritional aspects. And I'm thinking, you know, we need to remind ourselves of the basics. Mm-hmm. I was, not long ago, I listened to Tony Robbins interviewing coach John Wooden. John Wooden was the most successful basketball coach there was. LA Lakers, I think, was the name of the club that he coached. In his tenure, I think he was there for 10 years, and his team won the title 9 times.
Wow.
I mean, something like that. I don't remember the exact detail because this was about 10 years ago when I listened to that interview. But the gist of that interview was this. Robbins asked Wooden, what does a coach do? And he says, coach reminds the players of the basics, always of the basics. He would bring them onto the court and have them shoot hoops just from the one spot, you know, the penalty shots or the standard layup, over and over and over until these people just simply could not forget it. They would be able to just do it in their sleep. They did it so well. And that's what made his team great, that they actually had the basics down completely cold and right.
That's really interesting, you know, because I was watching the Toronto Raptors play the LA Lakers in the second game of their NBA playoffs last night, and there was a foul, and the Raptor guy, there was like just seconds or minutes left in the game, not a lot of time, and they were up by 2 points, which is, you know, just a basket,
not much,
right? So the guy goes and he shoots and he misses. And I thought, you know, first of all, I thought the guy's under huge pressure. It's late in the game. He makes these two. They're up by 4, and that's like very difficult to come back from, right? And then he made his second shot. And I thought, you know, you really in those situations need to be able to get your mind right out of it, and just let your body do what it normally does, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you're not running on automatic, you have no chance there.
Yeah. And that obviously wasn't the first time, and then he regrouped and he hit the second one, and they won the game. But it was very exciting.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Yeah, and then so going, you know, drawing this analogy back into what I would like to do for our listeners is to remind them of the solid basics that they have to do in order to keep healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And these are enzymes, minerals, you know, it's on our website. Number one, first cleanse. Number two, nourish. Number three, balance.
Right.
In the nourish category, I want to say this. In North America, all of the soils are deficient in magnesium. Every piece of grocery, wherever it is that you're buying, is deficient in magnesium just from the get-go. So if you are not supplementing with magnesium, you're deficient. Period. Get it. And in fact, the statistics show that over 60% are severely deficient and about 80% are somewhat deficient.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that high.
Yeah, it is just astounding.
So it's kind of like in the old days when people got in these wooden ships and tried to sail around the world, and they ended up starving, they had lots of food.
It was the scurvy that got them.
Just my point. And it wasn't until they realized that they needed to have vitamin C or eat citrus fruits and that sort of stuff that they were able to get away with it, right?
That's right.
And it was such a simple thing to do. I mean, it was a major disease in those days, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a significant concern. Well, actually, you know, like Henry VIII, you know, he was the rich man, so he ate the rich man's food, you know, not many vegetables. If any vegetables, they were cooked. I mean, that man had phenomenally bad health. I mean, he died of ill health. He had open, festering ulcers on his feet and legs. You know, I mean, it was ugly. But anyway,
Right.
that's another story. Let's just get back to the basics. I would like to talk about the fact that magnesium is involved in great many processes in the human body. I just want to run off some of the signs of deficiency. Number one, muscle tightness, muscle twitches, fatigue, incoordination, insomnia, muscle cramps, depression, confusion, attention deficit, anxiety, or unable to get over stimuli, irregular bowel, either diarrhea or constipation, vertigo, poor memory. How's that for symptoms of deficiency? I mean, people are thinking, I'm just not feeling right. You know, whatever. But it could be as simple as get some magnesium.
Right. But the problem with magnesium is that you know, what happens if you try to take a supplement of it?
Well, if you are not deficient, you can take an oral supplement like magnesium orotate or citrate. I mean, those are very inexpensive. You know, magnesium citrate is like $5 for a 1 month supply in supplements if you take it orally. The problem is that if once you get deficient, it's really hard to climb back up because if you take a therapeutic dose of magnesium, your digestive system will reject it. You will have diarrhea. It just follows. I mean, the most common way to induce a bowel movement is to take a spoonful of Epsom salts in a glass of water.
Right, right.
It works. It works totally. So, of course, if you're trying to replenish your magnesium-deficient body, you can't do it because the dosages that you need to take will cause your body to just, you can't leave your home because if you take enough of it, you can't stay away from the bathroom.
Right, right. Also, so, magnesium and calcium, they have, there's a certain relationship there too, right?
Oh, yeah, that's an important relationship. In fact, most people don't understand it. The mainstream media keeps pushing calcium, you know, take your calcium for healthy bones. But without magnesium, the calcium actually is not held in the bone. Magnesium acts sort of like the mortar to the bricks that the calcium would represent.
Right. So a lot, like I know I was going to take, I actually have a powdered magnesium calcium supplement, right?
Yeah.
And it's in the right proportions, but that means my calcium, my calcium is high and my magnesium is low and I'm taking something that's in the right proportion, my calcium is going to be higher even if my magnesium comes up, and it still isn't going to be in that third part of what you talked about earlier,
right.
The balance, right?
Yeah, and even though you're taking it, you're not absorbing it, not retaining it, and it's not going into your bones. That's where it needs to go.
Right, because magnesium is not easily absorbed by the body.
Right. So the issue there is, of course, absorbable. Absorbable, it must mean that it's either taken in an ionic form, meaning that it's dissolved in water, or it's taken in a form that's already chelated, which means that it would have to be in a form of a plant, you know, like orotate or something like that, that has already reacted with an amino acid. And that's of course more expensive. But we have Jim Carter and Twilight America have figured out this process. What they did is they found that when they changed the structure of water using the star chamber technology, we do that. We actually restructure the water in which we dissolve these magnesium salts. And once that happens, it actually penetrates through the skin, goes right through the skin, into the tissue, into the lymphatic system, and gets carried wherever it needs to go. So you don't have to take it orally.
And that's a really cool concept, right? Because often, you know, when we talk about alternative health, it's always, you know, drink this, you know, liquid or take these pills or whatever. And what you're saying is that I can just spend 20 minutes, relax in my tub in nice warm water, some soft music, and just go, and I'm actually giving myself a ton of magnesium.
That's right. Well, Not a ton,
but
but you know, we put well, we advise taking about a quarter cup to half a cup of the magnesium crystals in a bathtub. That represents about 6 bottles of the oral supplement all at once.
And you don't have to worry about going to the bathroom.
That's right. Yeah, and it gets in. The other form we have it available in is the, we call it magic oil. It's not even oil. It's really a water solution of the magnesium salts. But it feels like oil when you put it on. Doesn't stay sticky very long, but it's quite oily. So it can be used as a massage medium, and it's just phenomenal. So people who don't like to take baths, they can get the magic oil and spray it on. It's what I do. I'm not a bath guy. I have so much on my schedule. I take a 5-minute shower and on the go I go. So I spray on the magic oil on me.
Oh, cool. Well, I've gotten in the habit of before I go into bed, is running a bath about 3 times a week,
yeah.
And just hot as I can stand it, and I just sit in it, and I'll either read a book or I'll just sit back and think about what I want in my life and that sort of stuff, and it just gives me time to just kind of be quiet, and I really enjoy it. So I mean, there's 2 ways of doing it, right?
Yeah.
And both are
yeah.
Both
I do
are
I do
excellent.
Meditations. I don't do them in the tub, but it's a similar kind of an activity. I think it's wonderful that you found a way to set a pattern in your life that allows you to sort of recapitulate your day and go over what happened and sort it all out and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's really cool. So if someone wanted to get the magic oil or the magnesium salts, they could get it at www.life-enthusiast.com. And we'll
under
have...
Under brands, it's Twilight America.
Twilight America. Are both of them are under Twilight America?
Oh, yes, they would be, yeah.
Okay.
We have several types of magnesium supplements. We have the bath crystal. We have the magic oil, which is a spray-on. We also have something that's called magic gel, which is the same magnesium but in a gel form, and that's also is a great thing. You know, the parts of the body that don't go into the tub, like your face, your neck, your hair, you
right.
Could actually mix this gel there, and it'll deliver the magnesium to those body parts.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
It also makes a fantastic shaving gel. Probably the best shaving gel on the planet because it's the slickest thing we could find. It's the liquid cellulose. It's just wonderful.
That's the magic oil?
No, the magic gel.
The magic gel.
I don't think I sent you one of those yet.
No, I'm actually just looking for it on the... I see magic water, magic oil.
It would be under magnesium products in that part of the website.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'm going to put a link to it up on our podcast page, which is at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone going there will be able to click right through and see the different products.
Yeah. And the folks who are interested in the science of it all, because really this is backed up by science, there is an article written by Dr. Sheely, which talks about all of the science. If you go to articles by author Sheely, Norman Sheely, there's an article called Magnesium, Critical for Youth and Health. And
good. And we'll put a link for that up there as well.
All right.
On our
it
podcast
talks
page.
About, you know, the major diseases of magnesium deficiency, and that the list is about 25 items. But the major ones, migraine, hypertension, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, depression, osteoporosis, panic attacks. I don't want to keep going, but
right.
We have a study that Dr. Sheely carried out, and the results are published there, and they show very clearly just how effective this process has been and how quickly people can get back to very good functioning.
Cool.
So, you know, back to basics. Honestly, folks, it's not complicated. It's not highfalutin science. Don't be seduced into thinking that you need to have some isolated ingredients with 4-letter names that are going to make it all better. The basics is what you need to focus on. If you get the basics right, most everything else will follow.
That's right. That's right. And if you don't get the basics right, it doesn't really matter
Yeah.
what it's like.
Oh gosh.
Like,
I don't know if I can say this on a podcast, but my wife's grandma used to say, "Son, you just can't build a palace on a shit house foundation."
that's right. Or you and I always like to I use a little different analogy. One is, build a house on a rock, don't build it on the sand.
Well, there you have it, folks.
There you have it. Another exciting, straight from the hip, life enthusiast co-op podcast.
I hope you
So,
enjoyed it. To your health, magnesium supplementation.
right. So this is Scott Patton and Martin Batella restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Till next time, goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.